Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Shoddy Radio. On this episode, we try out a new segment called Shoddy Advice. Then, we learn about the universe with Bill O'Reilly, the science guy. And finally, we welcome Wally back to the show for a new Terra's Top 10 with Wally. All of that, plus me, Robo Chris, the official voice of Shoddy Radio. Enjoy the show.
Doing a new segment called Shoddy Advice, but I'm really not sure how this is gonna go. I made an intro for it, so I'll play that now. But other than that, I don't know what's gonna happen here. So just kind of test it out on the air. And I'm just gonna keep talking.
Jeez, pump the brakes.
I guess my point is
that was a new segment called Shoddy Intros.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it. I want you to get excited about your life.
Here we go. In 10.
Stand by, camera set.
If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest.
Stand by. For Shoddy Advice.
Showtime. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Stand by, A, and roll it.
This is Shoddy Advice.
All right, so our first question is from Kurt Cole. I'm going to click on Kurt's picture and look at his. Kurt lives in Denver, Colorado. He's married to Karen Cole, and that's all we need.
Do they have any kids?
Let's see. It doesn't say, but it does say his favorite quotation is, "This one's got a theme, John Shue, who doesn't remember saying it, about a squirt gun you can fill with ice." I think that might be some type of an inside joke. Kurt Cole, he's got a cool mustache, a little handlebar mustache, and a really, really long neck. So the question is, hey guys, I've been exercising lately. Ooh, good for you, Kurt. What do you want, a cookie? I stole that from Chris Rock, sorry. Do you think I could get strong?
Why are you doing stand-up? I don't understand.
Do you think I could get strong enough to break one of my own bones by flexing really hard? I think I saw this in an 80s documentary called Above the Top of It, but I can't find it on the internet. How do I avoid this unfortunate outcome? Chris, Kurt Cole, how does he avoid breaking a bone? Quick.
Well, the only thing coming to my mind is that I've had erections that were so massive for my size that I thought they were going to pop.
Ben, how does Kurt avoid breaking a bone, and what can he do about his long neck? Go.
My wife chews these little chocolate chews, like these little squares, and they're fortified with calcium. But the key is you have to have vitamin D with it also, because without the vitamin D, your body doesn't absorb the calcium. And I think he's just fucking stuck with that neck.
The chewing may help. Chris, what do you think about vitamin D?
Vitamin D?
Mm-hmm. Quick.
I think we're the only species to drink milk after infancy, and my cock didn't burst, for the record, but I thought it might have.
Ben, Chris's cock didn't burst. Do you believe him?
Well, I also think we're the only species that drink milk from another mammal.
True. Very true.
And Chris's cock did burst, but not only through the little seam where semen comes from.
Okay. Next question. This one is a little close to home, but it's from Tanya Condon. Let me click on her picture.
Who's Tanya Condon?
That's my girlfriend. Looks like she's a very pretty girl. She's right. Got a... how am I a faggot for having a girlfriend?
That's a cute picture of the two of you on her profile picture, too.
That's actually me, her dog. Thank you very much, okay. Ben.
I'm Danny, and I love my girlfriend and her dog.
Tanya Condon wants to know, how do I get my boyfriend's feet to stop smelling?
Well, this one's going to take something a little bit more than calcium chews and vitamin D.
Now, I'm afraid people might think this is just a running bit that I stink. Is that true, Ben? Ben, this is just a joke for the show that Danny stinks. True or false?
That is false. There is no joke about it. Your feet stinks.
Chris, my feet stink. As my roommate for the past 10 years, do my feet stink?
Well, that's not the question. The question is, how does Tanya get her boyfriend's feet not to stink?
How does Tanya get her boyfriend's feet to stop smelling?
I think the only thing she can do is bury them along with the rest of his stinky ass body.
Ben, if I were to hypothetically be buried, dead or alive, do you think that would help or hurt my smell?
Man, I don't know. That's tough. I would say dead just for the fact that I would like to see you die before we bury you.
I think if Danny decomposed and his body turned into soil, it would only grow rotten vegetables.
If you had one thing that you could convince our listeners was true, what would it be?
It would be that, let's see here. There's nothing wrong with gay people. That wouldn't be it. God is not real. That would not be it. It would be that Danny stinks.
If you ever notice that there's some clipping or some unintentional reverb, that's actually Danny's stink lines going through the microphone.
All right, this one is from Jay Gunapalan. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but if I'm not, fuck off. Hey, guys, recently I managed to obtain every guy's ultimate dream, a very beautiful girl.
Wait, aren't we supposed to talk about his picture?
Oh, sorry. Jay Gunapalan, let me see. He is on a motorcycle. He was born on November 14th, but we don't know what year. He's got a lot of pictures of, you know how they have that thing where your recent pictures? He's got a lot of pictures of him. It looks like, appears to be partying with friends. He says, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." That's his favorite quotation from Martin Luther King Jr. Life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you only spend it once. And that's from Lillian Dixon. Pretty good quotes. He's got a picture of him next to a motorcycle, and he's wearing a pretty badass motorcycle. It's not like a Harley. It's like one of those...
Crotch rockets.
There we go. Thank you. It looks to be a pretty cool bike. He looks like a pretty cool dude. I'm going to be honest. He looks way cooler than Jay. What was our first guy's name? Kurt Cole. No offense, Kurt. I bet you have a way better personality than Jay, but Jay appears to be a pretty cool dude.
Jay has a lot more coolness and a lot less neck.
So you're ahead in one category.
You know what we should do is every week we should just pick like a couple of our Facebook fans and then just go through their Facebook profile and then determine whether if we really would like them in real life or not. And if we decide that we don't, block them from our page.
That's what our...
What I'm trying to say is fuck off, Kurt Cole.
Kurt, don't take that personally.
Yeah, we love Kurt Cole.
Kurt's actually one of the people that has always been most active on the Facebook page. I don't know why I feel like I have to say that, but I do appreciate that.
We do, sincerely.
Let's see. Maybe, how about this for an idea? Shoddy advice, but we don't ask for questions. We just find people that are fans of ours or that listen to our show on our Facebook page, and then we just give them advice about their life based on their Facebook
profile.
Let's try that.
Are we really making fun of some random fan's neck?
He's got a long neck. I'm sure we're not the first ones to point that out to him by this time. And if we are, then he doesn't have very good friends. Because there's no way you can make it to whatever age he's at, which is old enough to grow some sort of a mustache, without someone pointing out to you that you have a larger, longer than average neck if you have friends that are, you know, good friends. You need to point out your friends'
flaws. I'm just saying, let's not piss in the well.
I feel, if he's been listening to the show this long, I don't think he's going to be offended that we made fun of his neck. And if I hope not.
See, and that's whenever I see somebody that has like something extreme about their look, I truly think that they don't have close friends. Because I feel like in life, if you have good friends, you spend the rest of your life just trying to blend in.
Wait a minute.
You know what I mean? Like if you have good friends, you don't go buy a convertible.
Is this guy's, what's his name again?
Which one? Kirk Cole.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Kenneth Cole. I was starting to think this was all made up.
Kenneth Cole is a retail
and
store.
Here's our fan,
Kirk
Calvin
Cole
Klein.
Is a dude with a long neck and a handlebar mustache. Well, let's do Jay's question, and then we're just going to stop on the questions, and we're going to just pick a random fan and give him advice. So, Jay wants to. Jay says, "Hey guys, recently I managed to obtain every guy's ultimate dream: a very beautiful girl who is willing to have mindless sex with me with no strings attached." And then he does, and then he says, "Colon, capital D, whatever that means."
Does mindless mean that they don't wear condoms?
Well, that's not surprising, Jay. You're a good-looking guy who rides a motorcycle. I mean,
I think Danny has a crush on Jay.
Look, Jay's a good-looking guy.
You just said gay.
What's a Freudian slip?
Clearly.
I've never heard of that.
Jay's a good-looking gay.
Although this sounds great, I think she may be trying to groom me for a relationship without me knowing.
What a bitch.
Since she's been offering to take me out, spend time with me, and actually listening to what I'm saying. Chris, what do you think Jay's saying? Why don't you be Jay and I'll be his girlfriend?
All right.
So, Jay, thanks for taking me out to this awesome restaurant. Oh, you know what? Hang on a second. Before we get into this, it says cheers from England at the bottom, so you're going to have to do a British accent for Jay.
All right. Hang on.
I'm going to be his girlfriend, though. Oh, Jay. All right, Jay. Thanks for taking me out here. It's a lovely pub we're at here. This beer is amazing.
All right. Bullocks.
Hey, Jay, what do you think about having a relationship with me instead of just putting your wiener up in my business?
Okay, I'll try to sound like John Lennon.
All right.
What's your name again?
He's
Girl?
Oh. What was my name, Ben?
I don't remember what you said your name was.
I don't think I gave myself a name yet.
My name's Jay, and I talk like one of the Beatles.
Hi, Jay.
I'm from merry old gay England.
Okay, she's actually listening to what I'm saying. Oh, we forgot to have her be listening. That was the point. She was going to be listening to what he was saying. So you say something as Jay. Just talk about your motorcycle in a boring way.
Oh, hey, listen, baby.
No, you have to be British. And talk about the
can't
specs.
Be British. Let's just pretend Jay's American.
but talk about the specs on it. And
listen,
like,
baby, I'm British, but I try to sound American because I want girls to think I'm cool.
Right, that's why I like to fuck you.
Well, you know, I got this fucking Harley just because that's just my life, baby.
I know.
I just like to ride around and feel the wind blow through my long hippie hair.
Right. I know that. Jay, it's so fun listening to you.
I'd like to settle down with you and raise children out on the Shire.
Hang on a second. I thought I was the one grooming you for a relationship.
Hey, hold on. I said I'd like to do that.
Right, go on.
But as you know, I'm married to the road, baby. One of the British roads that I always drive on.
I know. It's just that I have so much fun with you, Jay. You're the perfect man. I just know you'd be the perfect father to my kids.
Well, part of the problem is you sound a lot like that guy Arthur from the original. What's that guy's name? Oh, man, I wish I could have thought of his fucking name.
We'll put it in. Don't worry. What are you talking about?
Oh, God, who played Arthur? Oh,
yeah, I'll look it up real quick. I know who you're talking about, the dark-haired
Dudley,
guy.
Dudley Moore.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, why do you sound like Dudley Moore?
Well, he was my father. You know that. I'm Dudley Moore's daughter. That's how we met.
You're not making a good case for this, for him to want to do anything with this lady.
That's how we met. Why? Anyway. All right. Don't get me wrong. She is great, but I'm not one to be tied down. Do I just go with my brain? Parenthetical cut and run. Or do I just go with my dick and see what happens? Chris. Oh, cheers from England. Chris, go with your brain or go with your dick?
Well, listen, if I was in swinging old England with a motorcycle like Jay here, I would not want to be tied down by one bird.
Ben, does he go with the bird or go with the birds and the bees?
I don't know what that means, but...
Does he stick with the girl or try to have a lot of sex?
If I were him, you're young and you only live once. Have a lot of sex, but wear a condom.
Chris, should he wear a condom? Go.
Yeah, wear a British condom or whatever they call condoms over there.
Ben, what do they call condoms in England?
A Royale with cheese.
All right.
You know, instead of condoms, they use mayonnaise. I see them do it, too. They slather with that shit.
So now I'm going to go to our, the people through the number. I'm going to the people who like this, and I'm just going to find a random person and we're going to give them advice based on their picture. Oh, wait, I don't even know how to do this. We have, 7 people in the United Kingdom that like us. I've never seen this page before. This is weird.
Don't you mean 7,000, Danny?
Well, this is just on Facebook. 2 in Ireland, 2 in South Korea, 2 in Indonesia, 2 in France, 2 in Spain.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We're really international.
I know. I'd never seen this page before. This is weird. I'm just trying to look at the
people. Yeah, that's crazy.
Weren't we big in New Zealand for a while?
Yeah, we actually were, believe it or not. We had like 2 different emails, 3 different people emailing us from New Zealand.
And let's be clear, when you say when we were big in New Zealand, that means that like 3 people from New Zealand listened to us?
Yeah, big for us.
Yeah,
I don't mean
it. Have you seen how small New Zealand is? We practically owned the place.
Do you see that we have somebody that listens to us in Nigeria?
Oh, wow.
Turkey, Kenya, Bulgaria, Afghanistan.
One person that speaks Arabic.
You know what's crazy is there's... one person in all these crazy countries, and in the one person group is also Canada. There's only one fucking Canadian that listens to us.
What? It's probably we're too offensive.
You know what it is? It's probably a spy that travels all around and listens to our show in different countries.
We have 4 in New York. New York.
Start spreading the news.
2 in Kansas City, Missouri.
So I'm going to find someone who likes this show, and we're going to look at their picture and try to decide and give them advice based on their picture. Casey Zegar. He lives in Oregon City, Oregon.
Maybe I should try to find him so I know what you're looking
for. Let's see. His likes are ice hockey and lacrosse. He's got 154 friends. That seems like a pretty good amount of friends.
Because with Facebook, if they have a ton, that's almost...
That's a bad thing. You don't want to have a ton. This is actually a little bit creepy of a segment. I'm just realizing. Okay, so his picture is him. I don't know which one he is, but 2 guys with bike helmets on, and they both have medals on. Like you know, it looks like they've won some type of medal. So what kind of advice can we give to Casey Zegar?
The advice I'd give him is quickly unlike our page. Poor guy.
It looks like I can't tell which one he is. They both look like nice enough guys. They're both wearing shorts. Listen, they both look active. They're fit.
The guy on the left, he has pretty good size arms.
Yeah, he's got guns. If he's got a guy on the right, he's a little bit older, but he's got some nice legs, nice calves.
Yeah, I was gonna say he has muscular legs. The guy on the left is a lot more bulky and looks like he works out quite a bit.
Right, right. Both of them clearly active because they seem to be at some type of triathlon or. Bicycling event. I'm hoping it's a bicycling event and they don't just always wear bicycle helmets around. That's what I'm hoping. True. And that they don't just wear medals and bicycle helmets around everywhere they go. Although that's not a horrible look.
I wonder why he lives in Oregon, but he's a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles.
That is a good question.
That's a red flag for me.
Me too. He should move out of Oregon City. move to Philadelphia. That's where you're meant to be. Philadelphia is a much nicer town than Oregon City. The people there are so much nicer than in Oregon. In Philadelphia, are you kidding me?
Also, in Philadelphia, it's called the City of Brotherly Love, so you could take cabs over there on the right.
With you.
Yeah. Or if you are the guy on the right, you could have the other guy.
You could take biceps on your left.
Yeah,
with
he
you.
Could comfort you with those big ass arms.
Now, when you get to Philadelphia, follow your heart. Get into politics. That's what you really want to do. That's why you like The Daily Show so much. You're not going to get anything accomplished from Oregon City. Follow your dreams. Move to Philadelphia and become a congressman from Pennsylvania. There we go.
Now what we do is we pick one of his friends and do the same thing and then do one of their friends.
All right, let's see.
You know what I mean? This will be a 9-hour episode.
All right, let's see. We got, I like this guy. Aaron Stell. We're not friends, so I can't see anything about him.
I could tell he's cool just by his timeline photo.
Yeah, he likes the Olympics.
Talk about Special Olympics.
This is our show. We're five parts removed from our show, making fun of some guy.
I'm not in front of a computer. I can't even see a picture of this guy, but he sounds like a fucking royal tool.
Oh, look at this shit. Either he has a baby or he stole somebody else's baby. My guess is the latter. So he's a baby thief who loves the Special Olympics.
Yeah, because unless the guy in the Adidas jacket was able to bear his child, probably not his.
He probably likes to steal retarded babies.
And that's how he got his last name.
Yeah, Stell.
You know who he kind of looks like in the small little picture down in the bottom left where he's holding the baby? He kind of looks like Bradley Cooper.
Oh, you're right. Like a nerdy version of Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, with like a big red spot on his nose.
Wow, we're fucking sticking it to Aaron Stell. I hope whatever... What was the last guy?
I'm not crazy about his name either.
What was
the last
guy
was Casey Zegar.
Oh, yeah. I hope Casey Zegar gets a kick out of us sticking it to Aaron Stell, because no one else will appreciate this. My guess is Aaron Stell, or Casey Zegar, isn't actually friends with Aaron Stell. Aaron Stell just asked to be his friend, and Casey Zegar is too nice a guy to refuse his request.
Well,
you know
if
what
I
mean?
Know Casey Seagal.
Zegar.
Zegar. He keeps his friends close, but his enemies closer.
That's a good point. Maybe Aaron Stell is Casey Zegar's enemy. Well.
Aaron a friend request.
We should try to get Aaron on the show now.
I'm sure he'd be thrilled. He's probably heard so much about us.
Well, I bet Casey Zegar can't shut up about Shoddy Radio. My guess. All right. Well, that's our segment. Shoddy advice.
Let's do it. Shoddy Radio.
Bill O'Reilly, the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Bill.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Rules.
Fucking thing sucks!
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill
O'Reilly,
the science guy.
T-7 seconds.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Eric, Los Angeles, what are your thoughts on Stephen Hawking's assertion that science can explain everything without the need for a deity?
Well, you know, if Mr. Hawking wants to come on and tell us how the Earth got here, why the sun comes up and goes down without interruption, why the tide goes in and goes out, no miscommunications ever, you know, if he wants to explain how all that happened, we're ready to receive him. But of course he can't. Look, I don't have any beef against people like Hawkings and Marr and the other guy, the British guy who makes a fortune being an atheist. If they want to be non-believers, I don't care. That's up to them. But it's just as much of a stretch to be an atheist as it is to believe in God, because there's no explanation of how the planet got here. And Hawking doesn't have it.
Bill O'Reilly, the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Top 10
Countdown
with Wally. Tara's Top 10
Countdown
with Wally. Well, we've still haven't been able to get a hold of Tara.
Is Tara like in jail or alive?
I haven't heard much from her. I know she recently moved. I think she's still doing well, but our schedules are missing. That's the problem.
Should our listeners be concerned about her?
Nah, I don't know. You should ask Chris.
Well, she hasn't sexted me in a while, so I'm getting a little concerned.
But anyway, I think Wally's been doing a pretty good job taking her place. So we're going to be doing a Tara's Top 10 list. These are Tara's Top 10 puns, but Wally's going to be reading them in Tara's place this time. Yeah. So again, we're trying to rhyme our lists lately. Last time we did, we've done snacks and blacks and cars and stars. What's this week?
Cars and stars wasn't a big winner, but I think we'll be back on the map with chicks and dicks.
So chicks and dicks is the category.
Yeah. I like that.
So what we've got here is as well-known females and pet names for genitalia.
Exactly.
And I'll jump right into it. Number 10, Anaconda Lisa Rice.
All right.
Chris is on board.
Anytime it started you mention Condoleezza black. Rice, it can't be that bad.
That's number 10, so we'll move up from there. Number 9, Pecker Posey. Did that?
I like that one.
I should like it, but I don't.
And I want to point out that no dick name or celebrity name is repeated.
I thought you were going to say no penis or celebrity or female celebrity was injured in the making of this list.
I cannot attest to that. Number 8, Dickie Lake.
So far it's been dicks and chicks.
7, Melissa Joan Hardon. I thought we would do better with that.
Man, Chris is a tough crowd tonight.
I want to like it, but I don't.
Chris is just too homophobic to laugh at these.
We should have done black chicks today.
Hell no.
Number 6, Salami Hayek. Number 5, Susan Sarandon.
I like dong. That's good.
That's a good one.
You could only use dong once, so that one barely nudged out Madonga.
According to Ben, you should have went the other way.
Yeah.
See, again, the consensus was Susan Sarandon. So, number four, Sigourney Wiener.
That's strong. That's solid.
Speaking of solid, Courtney Love Muscle.
I've never heard anybody call it a love muscle.
Oh, please.
Except for all of your wives and girlfriends.
You're not doing sensual enough if they're not calling it a love muscle.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have a good one for rape muscle. Number two, Bone Rivers. That one killed. That one killed with audiences.
Yeah, we've...
Your test group?
We went on tour with some of these, and they were...
I don't know if I trust your test group.
What we do is we go to the mall, and we get people willing to take this survey in the middle of the day.
That's what we should do on one of these, is you guys should go and pitch the list to, like, a group of kids at the mall. And
we've pitched it to a few people, and we... There's test audiences.
Definitely reading these names for penises to... America's youth in a mall would be great for my career.
Wally, of course, is a playground designer.
Okay, number one, Margaret Chode.
That's pretty good.
Man, there's a couple I thought might make the list. They were late runners, late comers. I had Penelope P. Cruz.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Betty White Stuff Shooter.
Who's that? This is coming from the guy who said, I've never heard it called a love muscle. People are always calling it the white stuff shooter.
There was a lot of entries on this one. There was quite a bit left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, what didn't make it?
There should have been 10 more.
Jeez.
I'm not looking at the didn't make it list. Let's see, there was
Penis Williams.
Natalie Portman meat.
Did anyone hear me say Penis Williams?
Yep.
How about Natalie Veins?
I had Natalie Main Vein.
No, that's better.
Well, there's some penis and ladies for you.
Well, thanks, Wally.
Yeah, that can help out.
I'm surprised that didn't get a better reaction from Chris.
I thought we were going
to
kill.
Well, Chris... to be fair, I wasn't paying attention for most of it.
Chris usually loves dick.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, Wally.
Thank you, Wally.
Well, hopefully we won't see you next week. I only say that because I hope to see Tara back.
Yeah.
All right.